people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
What up, what up? Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
We want to apologize to you guys this week because, again, we are dressed nice and comfy for this episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to blanket because Jaden likes to leave the door, this door right here, open when he goes outside. But,
now they need to know. Yet again, we had another snowstorm. So
Me
leaving the door open also lets the cold air in.
Yeah, it makes me really mad.
Because there's a sliding door behind this. I'm pretty sure. Have we showed it on camera?
Yeah.
I don't know if we showed it, but there's a sliding door. And I always, when I go mess with the dogs, I always leave it open. And Charlene is always getting on me. every night I always do it, and she's always like, close the door.
When you first moved in here, you left it open for an entire... No, it wasn't even that long ago. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, and you left it cracked open. And I'm like, God, it's cold.
The whole night, right?
Yeah, the whole night. It was open. And I hear him like at 6 in the morning, shut it. I'm like, really? You left the door open all night?
In summer, she goes, close it so no mouses or rats get in. Mm-mm. And in winter, she tells me to close it so no cold air... And our room's cold as it is. So when I leave it open, obviously it gets even colder.
Yeah,
which I should. But it's just like when I go outside, I'm like, okay, it's going to be real quick. I'm just going to do whatever I'm going to do.
It's not real quick.
And it ends up taking a longer time than I expect. So yeah, I see what you're coming from.
It's cold. And then like sometimes like lately we've been sleeping, like we accidentally leave our electric blanket on and like it feels like it's not even on. That's how cold it's been lately.
I know this. Last week, you guys saw we had a snow. Oh, we didn't put up a video last week.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah, I didn't put up a video because it just came out awful. Mm-hmm. We were all, I don't know, I didn't like the vibes of it. Yeah. We're back in our regular setup and it's nice, but we had a snowstorm last time. You probably heard it if you listened to last podcast. And another snowstorm hit. So we're just here nice and comfy. But I wanted to get back into our set because I miss it. Doesn't it feel nice to be like, to feel like professionals again?
Yeah, it feels nice, but then I'm like, I'm not even the one that sets it up. Jay's the one that sets it up. I'm like, oh, it takes forever.
I know she gets to sit down on her phone and I have to set, like, it. I know from here it doesn't look like much, but behind the cameras and everything, it takes a while. But yeah, I wanted to apologize too for we've been kind of lacking on the podcast. I know we've been putting up some, but we haven't really putting much work into it. Like, again, with the video last week. It's just like I've been working. Charlene's been all broken and everything, dealing with her pain. She has to wear a boot now. I don't know if you can see it on camera.
I don't know if you can see it, but
yeah, she has to wear like those boots. I'll put a picture of it.
Yeah.
Those boots. But yeah, we've just been really busy dealing with stuff. Charlene's stuff with work and all that. It's getting really stressful. So we've just been dealing with that.
Yeah.
And taking like a kind of easy way out on the podcast.
Yeah. No. Exactly. That's all we've been doing. My foot, it's been over a week and like what, 5 days already?
Like
almost 2 weeks and it's not getting better. I'll have to insert a picture of like how swollen it was last night. It friggin' hurts. The pain doesn't go down. It hurts and it keeps spasming me even more. Like I was relaxing with my boot off and I had to put it back on because it just kept spasming. It hurts so freaking bad.
Yeah, and it's good that they gave you a boot because when Charlene walks now with her ankle, she walks like on the side of her foot.
Yeah, because I can't put pressure on the inside of my foot.
If her foot heals like that, she's going to get used to walking on the side of her foot, which just messes her ankle up more. But it's good that they gave you a boot. So now it like you have to walk because it doesn't let you twist it.
Yeah, and actually it's actually helping me. Like I notice when I take it off, I step a couple steps with it normal.
Yeah.
And then it started turning really bad. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go back to like the way I was walking.
Yeah.
So I have to wear this day in, day out for the next 6 weeks.
She can't drive, so I have to be chauffeuring everywhere.
Yeah, so that goes into like a hard situation with work because I drive for work. I walk for work. I can't even walk outside.
I know when her doctor asked her, they're like, oh, what do you do for work? Like to see if she can go back to work.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I deliver mail. And they're like, oh. They're like, you can't drive. Is there any way you could be in the office or something? And Charlene was like, we don't have offices.
I'm like, it's not like the movies. It's so different.
It's crazy.
I'm not a clerk.
But that's just what's been going on lately. Sorry we've been lacking. I haven't been posting a bunch on social media or anything on the podcast page, but that's, we've just been kind of busy dealing with the life stuff. Yeah. Which life has been, I mean, we haven't talked about our life in a while, but it's been going, I mean, pretty decent lately.
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's not so loud.
No.
Right before we started the podcast.
Jaden fucking blew my eardrums out. I'm still mad about it.
The way the machine works is like the headphones you have on is to that person. So I had hers on accident. So I'm like, why isn't my thing so loud? And I zoom and I'm all talking.
He's like screaming it in. I'm like, Jaden, like, it started getting loud. I'm like, Jaden, it freaking hurt.
But what was I saying? Oh, shit.
Here, I have a blanket that my mom made. It has Coopers on there.
Yeah. Charlene made it. Was it for like a Christmas present?
It was a Christmas present.
For me. But we Charlene's the one that mostly uses it. Because I don't ever like lay with blankets like that.
I do.
When I either get fully under the blankets or I just lay with.
I'm like, don't you get cold? When I just lay there, I get cold.
Yeah.
So I need it.
Charlene's weird. No, she gets so cold so fast.
I hate the cold.
Oh, but about life, we haven't talked about. That's what I remembered. We haven't talked about our life in a while, but it's been pretty decent, right? It's kind of like it was the way before, but kind of like switched, don't you think?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you were working a bunch and then like I was here doing with school and all that, and now like now that you're hurt, it kind of switches because now I'm working and you get I like you staying home. I like not having to worry about the dogs being outside and people bugging them and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I mean, life's been pretty decent.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, as soon as, like, Jane started working, I felt, and I tell you guys, I felt
literally, like,
effing hard.
I was working 2 weeks, and you hurt? Yeah.
2 weeks, and I got hurt, and, like, I'm like, it's so hard to walk. Like, Jaden, he could like hear me like at night. I try to, like, it hurts every, till 3 a.m.
all night long. Every single night, she'll be tossing and turning. And
she's, I can't sleep.
Oh, and then it hurts. Like, son of a binge. And sometimes I'm like, is she even awake where she knows what she's saying? Because she's always just saying stuff.
It hurts so bad. Like, I tore my ligaments on this ankle, and I swear to you, the pain wasn't even as bad as this one. That's why I'm like, it's broken. It has to be.
I don't know. If they've done multiple x-rays and it hasn't showed up, I don't think it's broken. Maybe something really bad is wrong, but I don't
think something
with the bone.
Maybe not. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it hurts.
Life has been going pretty good for us. Even though like Charlene's stuff and all that has been stressing her out, but I think it's been pretty good.
I feel like it hasn't been too good.
Not too good?
No.
Decent or no? No. Like on average?
On average, I guess it's been decent, but it could always be better.
Yeah. Yeah, as always.
I'm trying not to let stuff get to me. I'm just like, it is what it is. I didn't ask to fall.
Keep, like, there's some stuff happening, and I keep telling Charlene, I'm like, don't stress out about it. That's why you're like, not really.
I'm
everything.
Just like, I'm irritated of the situation.
Yeah.
And that's what the thing is.
Mm-hmm. You just kind of, I tell her, you just have to go with the flow. You just have to, I mean, whatever happens is meant to happen. I know I've said it on the podcast that I believe that's how it goes.
But in other news, I'm turning 24 next week.
Charlene's birthday is next week. I don't think we ever got to celebrate it on the podcast last year because we started it afterwards, like a week or two afterwards.
Yeah, we started like after Valentine's Day too.
Yeah, I think it was like the 22nd.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Was that a week after your birthday? Or two?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Was it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, like right at the end of February, I remember. Yeah. But yeah, Charlene's has her birthday. What do you have planned for it?
I don't know.
Eating enchiladas?
I know. No, it's going to be...
She changed it?
No, to what do you want?
Oh, I'm going to make Charlene chicken parmesan. When we used to live at the old house, I used to make it for her all the time.
Yeah.
And... That was like her favorite thing for me to make. Mm-hmm. I never fried it because if you know what chicken parmesan is, it's like fried chicken on top of spaghetti.
It was really good.
And I would make it baked because it's healthier.
Yeah.
And it tastes pretty good. So Charlene fell in love with it. So I'm going to make her that for
and
her birthday.
Actually, us like living here, I've gained weight.
Yeah.
I've gained like 15 pounds. I'm like really upset about it.
I mean, it's the holidays too, of
it's
course.
The
There's
holidays
good food
too,
around you
yeah.
all the time. Once
really
summer
upset.
Comes, we'll be good.
And then I'm like, you know what? I have to get this leg going and get myself into better shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my 24th birthday, I feel like the jump from 23 to 24 is a big one.
We've both gotten to celebrate birthdays now on the podcast because I celebrated mine and now you get to celebrate yours.
I feel like Jane's birthday was like awful, completely awful because like we had to move it was his birthday and then that week we had to get out of the house.
Oh, pretty much. We started moving stuff out. And the week of my birthday, we had to move. We're moving out. So I didn't really get to, like, do much for it.
Yeah. What did we even do for your birthday?
I don't remember. Did we go to Santa Fe or something?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I have no clue. I was just too focused on trying to move out and get all that
taken. I know. We were, like, hella stressed at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, it wasn't a good
That's birthday. Why it's good that your birthday is like this now. It's, like, all calm, kind of.
We'll see after this week how things go.
Yeah. We'll you could kind of enjoy it a little bit. But yeah, I'm going to make Charlene chicken parmesan for her little dinner. Is that the only meal? Or is she still making enchiladas and stuff?
No, I don't think so.
No? Just the chicken
parmesan? Maybe she'll probably make something to go along with it.
That'd be good. And then for the weekend afterwards, we're going to celebrate something cool and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate my birthday and Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is like that following Monday and Jane has to work.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I think so.
I hope you don't have to work my birthday.
What? It's a Wednesday, right? It's a
Thursday.
Oh, no, I don't work. As far as the weather, because like I said last podcast, I work an hour away, so I have to kind of like plan it. I'm able to. I'm so happy I'm able to plan it with the weather. So next week the weather's supposed to be fine. It's supposed to be as like it's usual without snow.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's a normal.
So how many birthdays is this that you've spent with me?
Like six? First birthday was when you turned 18. Yeah. So 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Jeez, seven birthdays. That's a bunch.
That is a bunch.
I still remember when you turned 18. I thought it was cool, but the whole time I was thinking the other day too, I was like, I was in the bathroom at work and like all the people I work with are like older than me. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm only 20 years old, but I feel like I'm like 25, like Charlene.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm your age because I started dating you since you were like older than me.
But I never like portrayed my olderness on you.
I know, but I always just like whatever like you saw, like the way you did things and stuff like that.
Oh,
is the way I learned.
Yeah, Jaden, like I taught him about like life things. I'm like, okay, well, this is what you have, like this is how you do things. Like I taught him how to do his FAFSA. I taught him how to do pay bills. I taught him like I taught you like a lot of things.
So I've kind of like matured faster, like up to her age, I think.
Yeah, and
so
the reason I did that is like he's like, I'm like, what if something happens to my mom? Like, when I was younger, I'm like, what if something happens? And, like, I'm in charge. I'll have to be in charge of my sister. So I have to learn things.
So it's always good to learn.
Yeah, something. She was actually saying today, or yesterday was, she's like, I'm so grateful you learned how to pay bills. She was like, when I was in the hospital, if it wasn't for you. She was like, I don't know what would have happened. I'm like, I know.
That time was crazy. But, I always see myself, like, even now I'm like, you're 20 years old. I have to tell myself because I'm always like, oh, I'm as old as Charlene, but I'm not.
At 20 years old, I felt lost.
Lost?
Yeah.
I think I felt like before, but I feel nice now. It seems like good things are kind of doing good for me lately. Yeah. I'm kind of just learning to enjoy it. And
I think at 20, I had just finished college.
Yeah, Luna?
Yeah. I just got out of college, and then I started my career at 20. And then I turned 21. And then I turned 21. And then... And I left that.
Yeah.
I left the salon.
At 21? Yeah. Yeah. It's been that long. That's crazy.
It doesn't feel that long. The last 4 years feel like a blur.
For real. I have to think back. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, take me back to, like, I think 2019 was fun because that was, like, the last year before, like, COVID. And
oh, we had a blast 2019. Like I feel like, well.
I think 2019 was the funnest year we've had.
But, like, this past summer 2021, I feel like me and Jayden lived our lives. It was like, fun. We had so much
fun. Like, no matter, like, the stress we had and stuff like that, it was still fun to do.
Yeah,
it.
We just like we lived life. Like we went out, we had fun.
We had our own car, so we could just car. Like do whatever we want.
We lived together. It was like so much fun. It was like living with your best friend.
Yeah. So I summer 2021 and 2019. I think summer 2019 was fun too.
I think so too.
Because I still remember that memory when we're laying in bed like that summer.
Yeah.
Planning to go to our trip in Albuquerque. I don't know. I think we've talked about it before. That's like the trip we always remember. And we're laying down, planning, like ordering our hotels, watching Stranger Things. Cause that was like the last season that dropped that year. And since then there hasn't been none.
July 4th, 2019.
Hopefully. No, this year they're supposed to drop in.
Remember, well, last year it dropped July 4th.
Yeah. So we're ordering our hotels and stuff like that. But that was probably the best memory I have.
Yeah.
And then when we went to our trip, that was fun.
That was so much fun. We had a lot. We had such a blast. Mm. We were supposed to go to a Giants game, but like that stressed us out so much.
For real.
We said hell no.
But I had something. I wrote down something, and I think we've talked about it before.
Okay.
But it's random.
Okay.
But I heard it the other day, and it reminded me. This is the reason why I wrote it down, because on Zane and Heath, they were talking about how Twilight was and how it was weird that Jacob imprinted on
Renesmee?
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember when I told you, I was like, you know how weird it is that Bella's dad, just like throughout the whole movies and everything, didn't question anything. Like her daughter literally got with a vampire.
Yeah.
And their whole family is vampires that are all like weird. And then there's like this secret part of the vampires where like it's all kinds of like
the Volturi. Like,
yeah. And Jacob's a werewolf, and she gets pregnant, and his granddaughter is like part human, part. And he never like is like, what the hell is like? He's never like confused by it.
I definitely had questions by the last movie. I'm like, and I've Googled this 1,000 times. I'm like, does Charlie? Wait, Charlie?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's
Charlie. Yeah, it's Charlie. Does Charlie know that Bella's a vampire?
Yeah.
And every time I've Googled it, it has never given me a response. I'm like, That's what I always wonder
too, because he's just so like, he just goes with the flow of things in all the movies. He's never like, oh no, you shouldn't do this. Or if he does, he just like doesn't know the full situation.
Yeah, and it's just like, I have so many questions with the last movie, and I don't know if the books have more answers. I've never read the books. But I'm like, okay, so Renesmee keeps growing. It's only been about 2 years at this point, and she's like 11.
Yeah.
And
isn't he like, what the fuck's happening?
He's like, and then like when he sees her, he's like, oh my God, you've grown 6 inches. He's like, really? That's like half a foot. And I'm like, Charlie, does Bella not tell you that she's a vampire?
I think I saw it on a TikTok, and they're like, how the fuck does he not question anything? Like, he's literally a vampire. And there's been times where he's seen Jacob change into a werewolf.
Well, he showed Jacob. And then he, like, went to Bella. He's like, do you turn into a big dog? And she's like, no.
A big dog.
You need to sit down and watch these movies. I've never watched them
fully, but I was just confused by that. I was like, if it was me, I'd be like, what the fuck's happening? I was like, where did all these mythical creatures come from?
I know. It's insane. So I'm like, and then I would question why, like, because, like, as soon as Bella started dating Edward, like, his family was, like, so protective of her. Mm-hmm. And, like, they'd be like, Charlie, we'll take care of her. I would question, be like, what the fuck you guys have with my daughter? Like,
yeah. And then they all look all pale skin, and they all have crazy, scary eyes.
Yeah.
I would be like, what the hell is this?
And, like, they throw a party for her, and they even invite Charlie over for her birthday party.
Yeah. I don't know. Was just on my mind. I needed to get it off my chest.
It's very insane. There's like a lot of like, it's like even at the end of it, Jacob goes to Edward. He's like, should I call you dad now? I'm like,
that part was weird.
She's 14.
Yeah, that movie's crazy.
I really don't know how old she is, but.
We have another update. Sorry to change the subject so quick, but we have another update on the OK Baby situation.
Oh, before that, I had something really cool happen to me. I think it was on accident, but it was really cool this morning.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, so like at 3 a.m, I was following me and Jay have been really into Euphoria lately.
Yeah.
And so this morning.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So this morning, I was like at 3 a.m, I couldn't sleep because I was in a lot of pain. So I was on my phone until I got sleepy again. And I started following the Euphoria cast, like the ones I wasn't following. And Hunter, she's Jules.
Jules in the show.
Yeah. So I follow her. And then this morning I wake up and I check my phone. It says like Hunter. I don't know her last name.
Hunter Schaefer?
Schaefer? Schaefer? I think so, something like that. Followed you. So I clicked it. Like I just clicked it immediately. And it takes me. It's like, oh, it's like no post or anything. I'm like, I bet you she followed me and unfollowed me right away. So I'll take it. That's pretty cool.
Which is crazy because what I'm guessing is like in the celebrities notifications, they come in bundles since it's like so much.
Yeah,
like it's happened sometimes on our Instagram, like where it's like, it's like bundles, it doesn't come separate.
Yeah,
so that means either she was in your Instagram looking at your page, or like by some accident she was going through the followers
and accidentally
clicked on yours, which is crazy because what are the chances she's like really famous and you were able to
for a split second she was following a regular person
that she followed you. She's like, oh shit.
And I was like, ooh.
But that's crazy.
I know, I should have screenshotted it before I clicked it, but I was like no freaking way, this is her.
Charlene told me this morning and I was like, what the fuck. I was like, even to like her to even see your
especially because me and Jane have been fangirling over
her. We can't even put that as the title because I think our last one was like noticed by a celebrity or fighting with the celebrity or something.
But
I've just been so busy with everything that I come home, like, since it's an hour drive away, I get home really late. So I get home, eat dinner, and just, like, go to sleep. So I just, like, last podcast, I don't even remember, like, what we talked about or anything like that.
Yeah, so we haven't even watched the new episode of Euphoria because he's like, let's put it on. I'm like, no, you're going to fall asleep. I'm going to have to watch one myself and I'm going to get hyped. These past
couple nights, I'm like, okay, put it on. And whenever she's like, no, we'll wait. And which is like what you're supposed to do, because that a second or 5 minutes later,
you'll fall asleep.
I fall asleep.
I know. And so like, I know what's going on because of TikTok, but I want to see what's really going on.
Yeah. The other one's already supposed to come out in a couple of days?
Yeah. So I'm excited.
That
show's
pretty good. I like that
show. It's really good. We started watching it like last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like last Wednesday. And we
watched all of season one
right away. We got hooked right away. It's such a good show. Very well executed. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, where the fuck do these kids get money for cocaine?
For real.
They just like start doing cocaine. Like
in the beginning, it made sense because Rue was like, when she went to Fez, like in the first episode, she was like, oh, I need this, this, and this. And she's like, just put it on what's-his-name's tabs, or someone's tab.
Oh, she was like, Fez got it on me. She told Ashley that.
The rest of the show, they never show where they get money to pay for stuff. Or, like, in season two, it kind of makes sense because she's, like, mooching off that guy.
On Fez?
The Elliot guy.
Oh, Elliot, yeah.
She's like, oh, I'll hang out with him because he can get drugs or something like that. Yeah. But
we're right here. I have spoilers if you haven't watched it yet. Yeah. We're at the part where she, like, asks the drug dealer lady. She's like, oh, can I get a bag of drugs and I'll sell them for you?
Oh, yeah, that's where we finished off, where she has, like, the suitcase of drugs. And what I think is that she's going to do all of them, gradually, hopefully. And she's not going to have the money to give back to them. Well, I saw a
theory on freaking a TikTok. How that one part where Fez went up to her and he was like, what is she? She was like, is she a junkie? He was like, she fucks around. But
yeah.
I trust her with my entire life. So the theory is that Rue is going to lose all the money because it's a 10K suitcase.
Yeah.
She's going to either do all the drugs or lose it or whatever the fuck she's going to do. And the lady's going to kill Fez for a payment. Yeah. Because he killed Mouse.
Yeah, that would suck.
I know. I don't want him to die. He's an important character.
Yeah, he's like one of my favorites now.
Mine too.
He's probably like the only one in the whole show that's like
Jaden,
doing good.
As soon as he kicked Nate's ass, Jaden was like, oh, Fez.
Exactly, because Fez is like the only one that like has good intentions in the show.
He really does
drugs all the time. Nate's crazy as fuck.
Rue only thinks about her. Like, I know Rue's everybody's favorite, but I feel like she only thinks about herself.
Yeah. Jules, she's starting to
Rue is starting to piss me the fuck off.
Who?
Jules,
yeah. She's starting to, like, get weird. Maddie and Cassie are all...
Oh, they're my favorites.
They're all... I love them. Since season one, they've been in the same shit. But Nate and his dad are all crazy, too. So Fez and his brother are kind of the only ones that...
Are, like, you are know what? Deal with, like... I feel like they're doing with, like... Dealing with real problems.
Yeah, like they're trying to look out for everybody.
Yeah.
And they've been successful so far. I just hope that theory isn't true.
I know.
Because he's too important of a character to just kill off like that.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to kill him off on season one.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Because they probably saw people loved him.
Yeah.
So they can't kill off a character they love.
I know. Who are they going to kill off? Nate? Nobody fucking likes Nate.
I know. Kill off Nate.
No one likes Nate.
But they'll probably keep him because he's in like a love triangle with Maddie and Cassie.
I know. Cassie better not be pregnant. It better be Maddie. I swear.
That show's crazy.
It's a really good show. I recommend it. 10 out of 10.
Wolfie again. Sorry, guys.
Anyways, but back to OK Baby.
Oh, yeah. You explained it because you're the one that saw her thing. You told me a little bit about it, but I
didn't know. About the videos I watched last night?
Yeah. Was that on her Instagram story or someone else put it?
Like, where? What part?
The one you told me this morning.
Oh, okay. So, no,
if you haven't listened to the last podcast, one of our favorite YouTube couples, they split up. And the way they broke up is really bad. And if you want to listen to, like, in-depth, you can listen to the past two podcasts because it's been, like, gradually coming up. Like, each week has new stuff to talk about.
Ugh, it's awful.
So it was awful. But Charlene is going to tell you this part if you're interested. Go look him up, or you can listen to the past two podcasts.
Yeah. So they made another video. They're like, plans have changed. Mm-hmm. So basically, she's going to move out of the house. Kira is going to move out of the house. And Oscar, and she's taking her equity out of the house. And Oscar's like, well, this sucks. He's like, but it's her house too, so she gets to do that. And she's going to move out of the house. She's going to get herself an apartment. And they're going to do weeks with the kids. And then that's basically what's going on in the OK Baby that they uploaded, the OK Baby channel. Mm-hmm. In the KBB for Kira's channel, someone asked her, what was the question again?
I don't know. I just remember you saying, that she was saying, I've gotten a lot of hate
lately. Oh, no, that happened in the OK Baby channel. Yeah. They were like, she's like, I've been dealing with so much hate. I never thought this would happen. And I'm thinking, like, no, it's been coming for a while because, I mean, me and Jada have seen it for a long time, the way she treats Oscar. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to keep having kids. And Oscar was like, no, we can't keep having kids. Especially because the doctor, the last baby that she had, the doctor told her that she shouldn't be even having more kids. It's not safe for her.
Yeah.
Because every kid that she has to have a C-section. So it's not safe for her. And so, so that happened. And he got a vasectomy because I guess she didn't want to get on birth control or whatever. And so he got a vasectomy. He recently got a vasectomy in November. And so she was really pissed off about that.
One second. Nana's calling. Yep. I'll call her back.
Oh, you better call her. You better answer because she'll keep calling.
Okay. Continue. Okay.
And what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So he got the vasectomy. She didn't like that at all. And then she said that she wanted to break up with him like a year before they broke up. I'm like, that really sucks because like, how could you be with somebody for an entire year and like fake all your love? And she was like, well, there was really good moments, which I don't deny that there wasn't really good moments. But my thing is why did she string him along? And even for her birthday, because I went back and rewatched the birthday video and she was such a bitch to him that day.
Yeah.
She was like, Oscar doesn't plan anything for my birthday and stuff. So she went and said that she's going to move out of the house because it's hard trying to be an individual while living under the same roof still. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get that. But when you have four kids, that's hard, you know? So.
But it's good that it's good that she's moving out because it leaves Oscar in a better position because say maybe he does have the money to buy out Kira.
Yeah.
She could take whatever she wants, the equity with the house, but he has the money to buy. Well, the way Charlene told me is that they're kind of like splitting. Kira's taking all her stuff, like halving it, that everything that they have their name on, so their cars and all their toys, like their four-wheelers and their dirt bikes and stuff like that. And what I think it hopefully is maybe he has the money to pay Kira's part of the house.
Yeah.
Who the hell is calling? Santa Fe. One second.
Ooh, that's serious.
But what I'm hoping is that he has his money to pay off Kira's part and slowly but surely, like, get... I don't know what's going to happen with their toys, if they're going to, like, sell them or something.
Yeah.
But slowly or surely get their toys back or his toys and stuff. Like, he starts building it up himself. Because Kira's the one, like, being the bad guy in the situation.
Yeah.
So I hopefully Oscar uses that to his advantage and he, like, builds up on it and makes himself better.
She was, like, talking about how, like, she got so much hate. She was like, I was watching another channel that, you know, they basically, they're doing the same, they broke up, like, the way me and Oscar did. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and the people were supporting both sides so much more. And she was like, and then in our video, everybody just, like, was hating on me and only supporting Oscar.
What video were they supporting both sides?
The video that she watched that these two people, this couple broke up.
Yeah. Oh, like a different couple situation.
Yeah. And she was like, and everybody just supported them both. And mine, I feel like everybody just started supporting Oscar. And I'm like, oh, Kira. Mm. I mean, the vibe she gave off and the vibe she keeps giving off is that she has already had somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it seems too. And that's why I'm saying she's kind of the bad guy in the situation because we don't know what's going on. Maybe Oscar is doing something, but from our eyes, he's seeming like is like the victim kind of part.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been for a while. This guy has tried and tried and tried.
And that's the difference where she's like, oh, I saw people were on both sides with this couple. But if you look at theirs, it's a totally different situation. Of course, people aren't going to be even with it.
Yeah. No, exactly. And she just, I don't know, she just, the vibe she gives off, she was, and the thing is, she wants to start OnlyFans, which is fine. You start your OnlyFans. And I just don't get why she couldn't start it with being with Oscar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's like, I really want to start one. I'm like, well, then go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to support you because I listen to your podcast and it's not that good.
I know. Was that after last week's podcast we listened to it? That podcast was awful. It was so awkward and everything. Poor both of them.
It was completely awful. She...
Yet again, I don't know if we talked about that last podcast.
So. I think we did. It's not good. If you want to go check it out, it's called Beneath the Sheets. It's not for me. It may be for you.
Yeah.
But it's just so... She went about it in a vulgar way. Mm-hmm. The way she was talking to Oscar, the way she was trying to degrade him and embarrass him. And I feel like it just backfired more on her.
Yeah.
Because they had to shut off the comments on the... on the video. She just, I mean, I feel bad because she's been getting so much hate. It's just that I feel like people have been, not only have been seeing how she's been with him for the past couple of years, like we have, and they're like, you know what? She's the one that keeps wanting to be, she, instead of seeing a therapist, she's like, well, Oscar should be helping me. But like, no, she should help herself and go see the therapist. Cause Oscar, like, you know, what's Oscar supposed to do? He's not a therapist. He doesn't know. So that's just my insight. There was a big question someone asked her on her.
You told me it, but I don't remember what it was.
Fuck. I don't know.
Want to take a second to think?
Yeah. Okay, so there was like one. Someone was like, oh, do you feel like you'll ever get back with Oscar? And she was like, absolutely not. I'll never get back
with Oscar. That wasn't the one that you told me.
It wasn't the one. What the fuck was it? Damn, I can't really find the question. It was a good one, though.
I don't remember it.
If I remember it, I'll bring it up.
But did you want to go through the Reddits?
Yeah.
I think we'll do one because we're already kind of, unless it's a long one, but because we already have a bunch.
Let's talk about two.
We'll do two?
Yeah.
Okay. So Charlene got these ones, so I haven't really went through them. So if they're crazy, that's her fault. But this one, we'll start off with this one. This one says, caught my boyfriend sexting. Is this cheating? I caught my boyfriend sexting an old flame while I was laying on his chest. What's flame? Like an old girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So one afternoon, he was being really loving and sweet. And then as I was laying in his arms, he brings his phone close to his face above my head and texts someone. And I'm like, who are you texting? And he goes, just an old friend. And my gut had a feeling he was being shady and said, I said, show me. This was the convo. Her. So when do you think you'll be out here again? Not him. Not sure why. Her. You know why. Him. Still not getting the sex you deserve. Her, not exactly. What about you? He's like, could be better. She said, well, let me know if you want some help with that. And the text message he sent back as I was lying on his chest was, maybe I'll just have to fly you to Seattle. He said he was disassociating and apologized, but I just feel like this is another level of disrespect. We've been together for 1.5 years, and this is his first offense. I've seen him on NSFW, not suitable for work, Reddit and watching porn randomly, but this still rubs me the wrong way. Thoughts? Your thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
You always tell me, what are your thoughts on it? You go first.
Because I like hearing your thoughts first.
No, I want to hear yours first.
Disrespectful AF.
Is it cheating?
Yes.
What? I don't know what he means by disassociating. Does that mean he's like, he like forgot? When I've heard disassociating, it sort of means like, oh, I kind of like zoned out.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't paying attention to
like what he was doing. Oh, he's stupid.
I know.
Oh my gosh. That's like, well, you said you blocked her. That's like doing that.
That's crazy. But I'd say that's cheating. I just ask you why. But like if you think it's cheating too.
Absolutely.
Because he's texting a girl.
Yeah.
About sex. That's kind of weird.
Well, you're with her.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Mm-hmm. And she's like, this is the first offense. Honey, this is the first offense you know about.
Where did it say first offense? I don't know. Maybe. This is his first offense. I read it and I didn't even pay attention to that part.
I know.
But yeah.
Imagine what he does this while you're with him. Imagine what he doesn't do when you're not with him.
Exactly. Right in front of her.
I know.
Why would you be texting somebody like that in front of like while you're laying on
that? Disrespectful. Gosh.
That's crazy. Okay. Let's move on to that. It's good that we did too because that one was pretty short. Let me see. This one, I'm going to read this one because when I was reading it at first, it kind of sounded like the OK Baby situation.
Yeah. But oh, this, that's why I got it.
This one says, my boyfriend broke up with me and we still live together. My ex is 25 and I am 25. I don't think that matters, but my ex, we dated for almost 5 years and we've been living together for almost 3. I'm in love with him and always plan to have a family with him. After New Year's, we had an amazing time with both of our families, and like a week after, he broke up with me. Honestly, it came out of nowhere and I was very surprised. He told me it was because he wanted to make his own decision and he felt like he hasn't gotten the chance to live a little. She says, I'm his first girlfriend. So I didn't really fight about it and told him that I respected his decision. Fast forward, it's been almost a month and we still sleep in the same bed and we're also sleeping together. We sometimes act like a couple, but we don't say I love you anymore or kiss me goodbye. He's not really a person that talks about his feelings a lot, so it's hard to understand what's on his mind. I was in another town for a weekend for 4 days, and when I came back, he told me that he felt like a little part of him was missing. This is just messing around with my mind, and I don't know what to do, if I should wait. Anyone here had an experience like that? What should I do? Edit. Right now, due to expenses, it's hard for us to move out. We talked about it when he broke up with me, but after that, we haven't talked about the apartment. I feel like we are just going on our days like nothing. That's how I see it, and with him, and I'm just broken inside, and I try not to show it.
Huh. That's very interesting. If we were to break up, we would definitely not be sleeping in the same bed.
No, it would probably end up being like OK Baby, where he sleeps in the basement or something, and like maybe not as severe as that, but like you would be in separate rooms or something like that.
It's hard to say with me and you broke up because I'm like, our relationship, we've never really had problems. Mm-hmm. We're in a really good place. So like if we broke up, like I wouldn't put you in the basement.
Yeah.
I'll put you on the couch.
That's why I always like when we're watching the video and Oscar's like, oh, time to get ready for bed. And he has to go like all the way down to the basement. Into like a room by himself. It's like all... I don't know. It was weird. I felt bad for
him. It breaks my heart for him. That's why I feel like, you know what? Kara should be the one to move out.
Yeah.
I've been so angry with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to find myself. I'm like, no, honey, you need to find... You just want some new dick, to be honest. Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah. But in this one, I think like what they're doing... I mean, for him to kind of play with her a little bit is messed up.
It is messed up because he's playing with her emotions.
Yeah. But I think with like... them having to live together and stuff is kind of hard. But
yeah, but he's sleeping with her.
Yeah, and he could be sleeping on the couch or
no, but they're like sleeping. Like,
oh, having sex?
Are they
having sex? It just says we're sleeping together too. Yeah, we sleep in the same bed and we're also sleeping together.
Yeah, that's what they're having sex.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, what's the point of that?
It's not healthy. If you're broken up.
For either one of them.
If you're broken up, do not sleep with your ex.
Yeah. That's what I always thought too when we first saw the situation with OK Baby. I was like, I wonder if they're still like having sex. And Charlene was like, hell, you really think so? She's like, look at how they are with each other. I don't think they are.
No. No, because like, that mixes emotions.
I don't know if we talked about the podcast, their podcast, last podcast, but like Kira was acting like she was like flirting kind of with Oscar.
She was. And then Oscar, she was like, flirting. And then like on the podcast she did, she was like, if we ever sleep together. I'm like, stop giving this poor guy false hope. Every time
she would say something, Oscar would just look all grossed out.
Yeah.
And his friend was there too, and he would look grossed out
too. And then Kira was getting jealous every time he would mention something. And she's like, well, you're never going to get that from me. He was doing it
the right way where he's like, well, if I did this with somebody or with another girl, and she would be like, oh, why not? There's probably times where she's like, why not with me? Or something like that. Why didn't you ever try that with me? But I don't know. That's it. I don't know. We related with that one because they're both kind of similar situations.
Yeah.
But like I said, I hope Oscar takes his money. I'm guessing he has enough money, and he buys her part of the house and he keeps the house and everything in it. But these ones are different because they don't have the expense to move out.
But then again, she was like, things were going so good, and then all of a sudden he broke up with me.
Yeah.
He cheated. He has somebody else.
And then now that you like live together and sleep together and stuff like that, he probably regrets it. That's why he's like, oh, I feel like a piece of me was missing or something like that when she was on her trip.
He said that?
Yeah. He was, watch, it's right here. See that she went to another town for a weekend for 4 days. And when she came back, he told her that he felt like a little part of him was missing.
Stop playing with her.
Exactly. She just needs to leave whenever she gets the chance to.
That's like when Jaden, like at night, I'm like, baby, hug me. He's like, I want a minute. And he never hugs me.
It's fun. That's like my she emotions. Caught on to my game. Sometimes she's like, oh, will you tickle my back? And I'm like, yeah, after this. And I never do it.
And I know.
Charlene doesn't remember most of the time. So I'm like, okay, just tell
her. He's a downliner. I remember always.
Yeah. You learn my tricks. You have to stop learning my tricks.
And all I asked was like, baby, can you hug me? Like, I'm cold. And he's like, yeah, I will in a minute. I'm like, what's so hard about turning around and hugging me?
That's funny.
But that was about it for us.
Yeah, I think that's all we have to talk about. We have one more ready, but I don't think it's that good.
Which one was it?
The one about, like, giving my newborn to some whatever that is.
Yo, I support her.
Yeah, me too. That's simple. But did you want to finish it?
Yeah.
We have to make a collage one day where, with me saying, do you want to finish it? Because I say that every single time. But I want to apologize again for us dressing like this. It's a cold, snowy day. And for the lack of the podcast and stuff, I feel like this one was really good compared to our last couple ones. We've just been so busy lately. And thank you guys for watching. If you're watching YouTube, you could check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your other podcasts. And if you're listening on any of those platforms, you could check us out on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast, and all over social media you could just search up Young Excellence Podcast and we should pop up.
And one more thing, our favorites, Mile Higher, Kendall and Josh,
shout out to them,
having a baby.
I'll put up the picture
of their rainbow baby. And I just want to send so much love, so much positive energy to them.
Because they've gone through a struggle in the past. So this time that they're having a baby is really crazy.
Yeah. So send positive love. Just show them love.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
That's really good. I'm happy for them. But thank you guys for listening. And check back next week for another podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
See you then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.